Vince Lombardi has inspired millions of athletes, coaches, salesmen, politicians, and sports fans, and now Coach Lombardi has inspired a Broadway play. With considerable assistance from the National Football League, Lombardi is trying to draw an atypical audience to the theater, NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Every Catholic knows that St. Peter was the first pope, just as every football fan knows that the first Super Bowl, the first two, in fact, were won by Vince Lombardi. The very name, some say, still contains some sort of, I don't know, magic.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name.
Here's the Lombardi fans got to know for years through NFL films.
It speaks of duels in the snow in cold November mud.
Hagiography would not be too strong a word to describe how the NFL has marketed the man and the myth of Vince Lombardi up until now. He was a taskmaster and a genius, so inspirational that he became one of those figures like Churchill or Mark Twain, who are often said to have uttered every pithy aphorism that ever led off a banquet speech. And while the Broadway show's directive is to flesh out the myth, it still has to include some of the great man's greatest lines. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. This is a football. And this one.
We will create a seal here and a seal here. Paul Hornung or Jim Taylor. As soon as you get the ball, you will follow the blocker and run in the alley. Run in daylight. Where it shows. Inside the defensive end. Inside the defensive tackle. Outside the defensive linebacker. Run in the daylight.
Dan Loria, who plays Lombardi, explains that for all the bombast and tactics, the coach's success lay in the fact that he was able to make emotional connections with his players. Loria, best remembered as the dad from the Wonder Years, talked to many of Lombardi's former players. In fact, on Tuesdays, the theater invites NFL experts to give talkbacks, and the audiences are frequently populated with gridiron luminaries. This week, Sonny Jurgensen and Sam Huff, who both played for Lombardi during the 1 year he coached the Washington Redskins, were in the audience. They were just two football greats who've shared their remembrances with Luria.
I'll tell you one thing about his players. Every one of them, the first 5 minutes, I'm on the floor laughing. And within 5 minutes, every one of them had a tear in their eye. Did you see Sonny Jurgensen last night? He had tears in his eyes. They really loved this guy. He made him better. He made him better.
He loves his players. And I don't mean he just likes them an awful lot. He truly, actually loves them.
That is Judith Light playing Vince's wife, Marie. Marie's influence on her husband is the centerpiece of the play. He has explained through her, and the fact that they honored and respected each other, in Light's words, was key to understanding Vince. The NFL has marketed the play equally to men and women, and the fact that most scenes take place not on that cold November mud, but in a well-appointed Green Bay living room helps broaden the play's appeal. And while Light is most widely known from her run on the TV show Who's the Boss, she's a Broadway veteran, she can't help but notice the crowd at Lombardi is a little different from, say, the crowd at Cats.
Sometimes we look out into the audience and we see people in Packer shirts and holding football helmets. The other night there was some sweet guy in the front row just... He didn't ask us afterwards to sign the helmet, nothing. He was just sitting there. It was his devotional time. It was his time to come to worship.
The NFL is promoting the show heavily at New York Giants home games. NFL shows like Football Night in America and Inside the NFL have featured the show. And the Jets quarterback, Mark Sanchez, has tweeted his love of Lombardi to his 200,000 followers. Loria is feeling the momentum.
We will sink or swim based on this new audience, which I think we're going to get. And I think it's very important, not so much for us, but for regional theaters, because if this play is successful and some regional theater out in Akron, Ohio, does a production of Lombardi, they're going to bring in a new audience.
Tom Matthews was at a performance this week dressed in a Packers jersey. He lives in Orlando, Florida now, and the only other Broadway play he's seen was the revival of The Sound of Music. So I asked Matthews to list a few of his favorite things.
Hornung and Taylor and Starr were the guys, and they were my heroes. And so we built our trip to New York really around this play.
Matthews is exactly the kind of theater goer, which is to say usually a non-theater goer, who will make or break this production. Merrill Hodge speaks for them.
I wouldn't say that I'm a connoisseur of theater.
Hodge is a former Pittsburgh Steeler running back. Last Tuesday, he, along with Steve Sable of NFL Films, led a talk, the highlight of which was when the 76-year-old Hall of Famer Sam Huff stood up in the audience and jokingly threatened to run over Hodge, a man 31 years his junior. Hodge was pretty charitable in his description of Huff's desire to engage in the sport's toughest blocking drill.
Yeah, he wanted to do a little 9-on-7. And now you can tell Sam Huff was a talker.
Yeah, maybe Huff's just a talker. Or it could be that 40 years after his death, Vince Lombardi still has the ability to infuse his players with zeal and passion, ready to run through anyone. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.